This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. From a young age, Bloomington singer-songwriter Kyle Yap says he immersed himself in his father's classic rock LP collection. Yap is one of 70-plus musicians performing this Saturday during the Make Music Normal Festival in Uptown. He tells GLT's John Norton that Steely Dan and especially the Eagles informed his current style of play.
Always big fan of pretty much all their guitar players, the harmonized solos and, you know, the epic songs, and then their pop rock songs like the Take It Easy, the big hits and stuff like that. I play a lot of those as part of my staples in my regular sets.
How did you come to play, to present the music the way you do? Why aren't you a punker? Why aren't you a metalhead? You know, why are you like, you are like kind of right down that Eagles, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, right? That kind of sound?
Absolutely. So that's kind of where that's what I play predominantly, that kind of style. But it's funny you should bring up punk and metal, because when I first started playing guitar at the age of 13, I was all about punk rock. And then I started taking guitar lessons, and my guitar teacher, Aaron Tappan, he had me playing Pantera, Metallica, just a lot of hard rock riffs and stuff like that. And that's where, you know, a teenage boy, 13 to 15 years old, really wants the loud volume and, sure, you know, the high energy music, and then the guitar solos and everything like that. I'm a big fan of that stuff, but I don't really get to put it in a whole lot into my live show, just because, you know, it's acoustically for the most part. I do have a little drum machine that I play with in a looper. So sometimes it can sound like a full band, even though it's just myself.
Is it a money thing?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, because it definitely pays the bills when you can walk into pretty much any bar in, you know, I play all over the Midwest, so pretty much any bar, what I typically do is look at the average age of the crowd and kind of play music that I think that they probably grew up with. I like to bring them back a little bit. So if I walk into a certain venue, say like Dr. McKay's, where it's a pretty, it's, you know, East Side bar in Bloomington, a lot of just working folk that'll come in and, you know, try to unwind. And most of them are going to be in their 40s. Most of them are going to be in their 50s, somewhere in that range. You might have a few younger people. So occasionally I'll throw in the 90s rock songs, but a lot of times it'll be, you know, 20 years ago when they were, you know, in college, they were probably listening to maybe it's Stone Temple Pilots,
sure,
maybe it's
Pearl
Poison.
Jammer, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much anything. So I like to read the crowd, and then, you know, if there's a couple outliers, like a 22-year-old, you know, in a bar that's filled with 40-year-olds, then I'll play some a little bit more modern stuff. But typically it's average age of the crowd, and then stick with that, and then, you know, the crowd will react to different songs differently. So if they start really liking an Eagles tune, I'm going to make sure I remember three songs from now. I'm going to play another Eagles tune and, you know, maybe do one of the more out there songs. Maybe that not generally one of the top 40 hits that at the time, just but a little bit more deep cuts too. So I play a wide range of stuff. I probably know about 500, maybe even 1,000 songs off the top of my head.
No kidding.
Moment. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's quite a feat.
Yeah, and I'm like a jazz musician,
you know that.
I did play jazz band in high school as well, so okay. I'm pretty wide range, and I credit that to Randy Huberman, was the jazz band instructor at Central Catholic, where the high school that I went to, award winning jazz program. The music program as a whole was really good, and he really got me out of my comfort shell. So if I was playing, you know, distorted rock, three chord punk songs, I'd have to show up to jazz band at 7:10 in the morning and start playing in an A minor 7 flat 9 and stuff like that. So a little bit more of the, I don't know if you want to, just the dense chordings and stuff, but that, I try to incorporate that a little bit even into my music, even though it's a little bit more poppy Americana. I still kind of throw those dense chords in there every once in a while.
Well, you brought your guitar with you.
I did.
Can we get you to play it just a little bit?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. What do you want to play? Are you going to play your own? Are you going to play an Eagles song?
This will be one of mine. This is probably one of my favorites. So I always kind of give the same spiel every time I get up in front of a crowd to play this song. So this is about a terrible, terrible human being. I just happen to call her my ex-girlfriend. So this is a song called Chisel Away. You know, you're in a relationship. You know, you go back and forth, and sometimes you just kind of get numb to it. So I called this song Chisel Away, like chisel away at my stone cold heart. So now it's gotten to that point.
Okay.
I've been careless with a lover, so now she's gone and found another. So I'll just sit and drink my whiskey, 'cause I know she don't miss me. Well, chisel away in a stone cold heart. Well, chisel away, but you won't get far. 'Cause I left her cold, battered and bruised. She ain't got no love for you now. So chisel away, chisel away.
Thank you much.
That's an original. Kyle Absolutely. Yap is our guest here on GLT Sound Ideas, one of the many performers at Make Music Normal this coming weekend in Uptown Normal. Well, let's switch gears. You and we were talking off air about you playing with Dan Hubbard for a number of years.
Absolutely. And when I was 21, I went to the beer fest, the Brugula. I don't remember what it was called at the time, but out at the Interstate Center. And my brother went to Central Catholic and Dan went to U-High. So they had kind of known each other for years. And then went to that first show and was just really impressed. Americana sound, singer-songwriter, a lot of originals, great tunes, good voice. The band as a whole was pretty great. And then went to see them at another show, and the guitar player at the time ended up walking off stage in the middle of a set. I think he was just maybe just a little too inebriated at the point. And his wife had known I was a guitar player, so she pretty much told me, get up there and, you know, play a couple songs. So played a real simple song in A major, and, you know, it went really well. The crowd was digging it. So a couple weeks later, I think I joined the band and kind of took that guitar player's place. But
So you literally sat in with Dan that night? You got up
that
on
that night, yep.
Wow, that's gutsy.
I've been playing since I was 13, so at the time it was, you know, 8 years in, and, you know, when you're in your in that age, I think you're kind of have a little bit of liquid courage in you sometimes. So I don't know if it was necessarily bravery, as it was just kind of inhibitions out the window, just go ahead and get up there.
Well, when Dan disbanded the Humidors a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. I mean, is that why you're not in the band anymore?
The band kind of just, I feel like we had a lot of momentum, and then kind of stalled a little bit, and then, you know, creative differences and just different periods of life. I mean, he's just a few years older than me, but it makes a big difference sometimes, because I was still in my early 20s.
Had you been playing under your own name at all outside of playing with the Humidors?
Yeah. So once I turned 21, my first gig was actually at the Grand Cafe, the old building that's now just kind of sitting there on Route 9. But that was my first gig, and I'd been playing pretty much 100 gigs a year since then, since I was 21. And now it's actually getting, you know, your name gets out there, you get a couple more weddings or a couple more anniversary and birthday parties and private parties. So I probably play an average of about 120 shows a year. And last year was probably my best. I played close to 150.
Wow, you're staying busy.
So every Friday, Saturday, and then a couple Tuesdays, Sundays, anything like that.
Kyle Yap is the voice you're hearing on GLT Sound Ideas, one of the many voices you're going to hear this weekend at Make Music Normal in Uptown. You're still holding that guitar tightly. You want to play another cut?
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So here's a song I wrote for my wife, actually. This is kind of one of the more introspective ones that's a little bit more recent. This is a song called Take Me Down.
So take me down, baby, give me the good night. Come on down, come on into the moonlight. Let's hit the town, drink to the sunshine. Let me drown in your red wine. Baby, I don't need no fancy cars. I'd rather play this old guitar. Watch you watching me all day long. We don't need no lottery, just as long as you're with me. But a couple of $100 and I won't complain. You got everything I need, now I've got you up to speed. Let's take your time as we go slow. I remember yesterday, but I think I'd rather contemplate spending 50 years right here with you. So take me down, baby, give me the good night. Come on down, come on into the moonlight. Let's hit the town, drink to the sunshine. Let me drown in your red wine.
Oh man, I love that.
Thank you very much.
That is fantastic. Kyle Yap is who you're listening to on GLT Sound Ideas. He's part of Make Music Normal this weekend in Uptown. I'm going to follow up with that, okay?
So, absolutely.
So you write really melodic songs. Where does the ability to be able to write a catchy song come from? Is it just listening to that classic rock you were growing up with and it gets in? Or do you hear things in your head?
So part of it is just hearing it in your head, but I listen to so many different styles of music, from country, pop, rock, jazz, funk. So I listen to a little bit of everything, and I just feel like I can try to incorporate as much of those little vocal melodies as you kind of can, the ones that are super catchy. Part of it is just the, you know, growing up in the 90s, you know, those songs, the alternative rock songs that you would hear, all of them had really good melodies and lyrical content. So that's one of the things I've been trying to do, is just make something catchy. And there's a famous producer, I can't remember what his name was, but every song has to have three hooks in it. So whether it be a guitar lick or a line of a chorus, you can talk about like Michael Jackson's, or the Jackson 5's ABC, like the Mama's gonna teach you how to get an A. That's just kind of one of those little na 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 na.
So that's one melody.
Yep. So that's probably, and then the don't.
A, B, C.
Pretty much as soon as you hear that, you know exactly who it is, what style it is. It's just one of those catchy licks that you try to find in every song.
Well, Kai Yop, it's great to have you in studio.
Thank you very much.
I know a lot of folks.
Pleasure.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing you at Make Music Normal, one of the many artists performing this weekend. You got one more song in you?
I do. This is a song called Four More Chords. This is actually written in, it was written in Dan Hubbard's house at the time. So this is probably a 10-year-old song, but this is one that's been a favorite of a lot of my friends and fans. So here's Four More Chords.
Here's four more chords and a melody just for you. I hope all your blacks always fade to blue. So don't pretend I'm yours if you know you can't be mine. I don't want you back if your mockingbird refuses to shine. When summer's here, we're flicking cigarettes up at the stars. I really know why we never, never, never got that far. The girl is empty, she's got nothing left to lose. And I've got decisions to make and love that I don't choose. So here's a four more chords and a melody just for you. I hope all your blacks always fade to blue. So don't pretend I'm yours if you know you can't be mine. I don't want you back if your mockingbird refuses to shine. So how much longer till Chicago comes on? Louisville, my darling, I just can't leave you alone. New Hampshire promised that I'd see her again. Austin, you can't believe just how lonely I have been. So here's a four more chords and a melody just for you. I hope all your blacks always fade to blue. So don't pretend I'm yours if you know you can't be mine. I don't want you back if your mockingbird refuses to shine. I don't want you back if your mockingbird refuses to shine. I don't want you back if your mockingbird refuses to shine.